That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, February 15th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, want to remind you, those markers are in for the podcast. You can listen on demand anytime you want. You don't have to listen to the show live. You don't have to listen to the replay every 3 hours on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. There's a play button there. It repeats every 3 hours. If you miss this first hour, it'll repeat at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m., and then, of course, tomorrow morning at 6 before we get back here live on the radio at 9 o'clock. The way you can do that is just go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and click on podcasts, and then you can listen to any half-hour version of the show you want. I'm going to get to your text messages after I wrap up this story. You see, here's what the problem is, folks. The Michigan Republican Party has always, basically in a presidential year, a big election turnout, even the midterms, they've raised anywhere from 10 to 20 to 30 to $40 million, depending on how much Ron Weiser wanted to donate out of his own personal wealth. Bobby Shostak, the Good Old Boys Club, the DeVos family. And then they would funnel it back to their friends. Scott Greenlee owns a printing company. John Yob, Strategic National, is the political consultant. They'd party it up at all their conferences, spend $800,000 on alcohol. This is how the good old boys ran the Michigan Republican Party for years. Well, the first black woman, Christian conservative, constitutionalist, gets elected to be chair and says, we're not going to spend 800 grand on booze. We're not going to lease a dinosaur building, 520 Seymour Avenue in Lansing, across from the Capitol that nobody goes to. We're not going to pay John Yob from Strategic National a huge consulting fee to be our political consultant. We're not going to use Scott Greenlee for our printing of our materials. And they don't like that. You see, this is the good old boys club. This is what they've been doing for years. And she said, no, we're going to do things different. Here is the bottom line to this whole thing, is this building on Seymour Avenue, but more importantly, this statement that Patty McMurray put in the Gateway Pundit story. The lack of fundraising has left Michigan, which has a very good chance to win the state again for not only Donald Trump, and to win back the majority in the state House of Representatives in Lansing, but also has a good chance of taking the U.S. Senate seat. If we pick the right candidate to get on the stage to debate Elisa Slotkin, we don't have to talk about abortion. We don't have to talk about gay marriage, because that's all been decided for us. Obergefell decision in 2015 gave us gay marriage. Proposal 3 made us the abortion state of America. It's over. We need to talk about common sense things that people care about. The open border. The newcomers program that Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Biden has implemented here in the state of Michigan for illegals to be housed and fed, clothed, given cell phones and food stamps in the state of Michigan. These are the issues that people care about. The jobs that are being taken by these folks, Usually, I would like to admit this on the air, usually at lower pay. A place I worked at, Grand Traverse Chateau, Grand Traverse Winery, Leelanau Peninsula, paid migrant workers to come in and pick the grapes. And I can guarantee you they paid them less than they would pay Americans. But I digress. We're going to win the state of Michigan this year by we the people, the patriots, the grassroots folks that are getting out and educating people, passing out these 9/11/11 cards that we have. If you want 100 of them, donate $20 to our website, acconservatives.org. We'll put them in the mail and ship them to you. You pass out 100 cards where it asks for you holding that card to talk to 11 people and ask them these 11 questions on the back. With a $20 investment, you yourself could affect the outcome of 1,100 voters' decisions on November 5th, the presidential election, the election of the next U.S. senator from the state of Michigan, the next state representative, the next county commissioner, the next school board member. For $20, well, actually 21 for the postage and the envelope, you make a $21 donation, we mail you 100 cards. You don't talk to 11 people. You just hand out 100 cards. Let them read it and let them talk to 11 people. Well, guess what, folks? We win in Michigan with Christina Caramo's motive operandi of how she's running the state party. She will make national headlines, and the good old boys club will be dismantled in Michigan Republican Party politics forever. She's going to be able to prove that we can win elections without raising $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 million and kicking it back to our friends. We can do it the right way. Education, the Good Neighbor Program, all the things that she's got lined up. The story continues. While Caramo's strength doesn't appear to be fundraising, she is a champion when it comes to fighting fighting to stop voter fraud in a state where the top election official, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, is using every trick in the book to keep unqualified voters on the QVF. What is that? The qualified voter file. Christina Caramo has arguably the best volunteers in the country working with her to fix Michigan's broken elections. Meticulous work done by the Michigan GOP Director of Elections, Phil O'Halloran. Braden, this is an Italian name, hold on. Giacobazzi. Tim Vetter and others working with Team Caramo has been invaluable. Phil O'Halloran, he's the one that gave all the information to Patty McMurray to write the Gateway Pundit story that broke, talking about the statewide investigation into mass voter registration fraud that began in Muskegon, Michigan, where over 10,000 voter registrations were turned in by one individual 1 month before the 2020 election. It was Phil O'Halloran, part of Christina Caramo's team, that gave Patty all the information and all the evidence. The investigation was hidden from the public and from the clerks across the state by who? Two Democrat women. Who do you think it was? Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and Attorney General Dana Nessel. The information they found, in Muskegon did not get shared with the other clerks. It is believed that Pete Hoekstra has the ability to successfully fundraise for the upcoming 2024 election, which is only 9 months away. He has a proven track record of supporting grassroots in Michigan and has been an outspoken opponent of the lawfare that is being used against the 16 Republican electors. Remember the electors? Electoral College presented an alternate slate back in 2020 while there was ambiguity as to who truly won our state. Well, Dana Nessel is still prosecuting them. And additionally, Hoekstra has been a huge public fighter to stop the Goshen Project, the battery plant that was going to be the CCP, Communist China Party's battery plant that was trying to be built in Big Rapids. Folks, I go all the way back to 2008 with Pete Hoekstra. All the way back. We were at a Tea Party event that Rich Carlson organized in the park in Petoskey. And who sat up there in the seats going to speak to the crowd? Joe the plumber, sitting right next to Trucker Randy, sitting right next to Pete Hoekstra. Vicky took my picture of talking engagingly in Pete Hoekstra's face. We were talking back and forth. I was challenging the congressman, Pete Hoekstra, in 2008. Joe Plummer was standing right there listening to my discussion, I'm going to call it, with Pete. That's how far back I go with Pete Hoekstra. But I digress. Christina Crammo is expected to continue to fight the decision made by the RNC. They have already emailed the RNC, challenging the authority of the RNC to be final arbiter of this issue, this matter. Well, it's going to be interesting. The state caucus convention on March 2nd in Detroit. Yeah, who's going to have the gavel in the hand? Final segment of the first hour. I'll get to your text messages. Short break with our commercial break here with the sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I got a couple of different text messages. Some of them include long links of stories that I don't have time to read, so I'm going to skip over those. I got a weather report followed up by a couple of other text messages. Loud and clear over here in Millersburg on 97.7, but it's snowing like crazy. All this Civil War fighting sounds like exactly what's going on here in the Onaway School Board. All the good old boy crap, plus fighting the liberals. Yep. Now, one of the things I think is pretty interesting, that this is the process. I talk about the process. Here's a text message, ties right in. I think you're right, Randy, in connecting the dots. She files a lawsuit in December regarding the good old boys building. And less than a month later, they vote her out. What is it that she's up to, onto? Exactly. 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 Along with the fact that we are going to get out en masse, county by county. You see, they think you got to run an election statewide, that you have to do TV ads and that you have to do mailers in the mailbox. I don't know about you guys, but I don't even read those mailers. I look at them, but I throw them in the garbage. I don't sit down and read that. The only reason I kept this little postcardy invite from Pete Hoekstra about this presidential primary dinner is because I wanted to be able to talk about it on the radio. Other than that, if I was a Republican, just a regular Republican, not involved in county parties, not a precinct delegate, not knowing anything about anything, but if I had gotten this, I'd have glanced at it, and I would have thrown it in the trash. Use it for fire starter. Nobody is going to believe the results that are going to happen this year in Michigan in 2024. This is going to be very simple, folks. You run with an R behind your name, you're getting elected. What's up to us is to make sure we vet the right people to make sure they win the primaries on August 6th. I think that the state of Michigan is 30% hardcore Republican. You got an R behind your name, you get voted for. 30% of the state is hardcore Democrat. If you've got a D behind your name, you're getting their vote. 40% of this state are independent right now. Like me, they hate the Republican Party just as much as they hate the Democrat, if not more. Because they tell us one thing to get elected, and then when they get into office, they vote exactly the opposite. John DeMuth, Senator John DeMuth, claims to be a Christian conservative Republican, but yet he votes for this racist budget last year that we're now currently operating under. He votes to take away our Second Amendment rights, carrying firearms in the state capitol building. He votes for all this pork. John, you're not a conservative. You're not even a Republican. We have to be better at vetting these people, and I take full responsibility for him. I take full responsibility for him. I helped him get elected to the 107th when Lee Chatfield was term limited out. He absolutely convinced me that he was a Christian conservative, a patriot, a constitutionalist, totally supporting Donald Trump. He pulled the wool over my eyes, and I helped him win 56% of the vote in a 5- or 6-person Republican primary. Damon, I'm sorry. It took money to run the commercials. It took money to pay for the electricity to do the weekly interviews. And DeMuth paid it. Others didn't. And as a result, you got to know John DeMuth. How many of you had ever heard of John DeMuth before hearing him on this radio station where we speak directly to the 107th? How many of you had ever heard of John DeMuth ever until you heard him on this radio show? He serves one term in the House. The 37th Senate seat opens up, and he wins it by running TV commercials in Traverse City. Mailers like crazy in Traverse City. And won just enough of the vote everywhere else to win the Republican primary. Well, guess what, folks? That's not happening this year. We are going to get the right candidates on the ballot on the August 6th primary, and then we're going to educate the public about those candidates and get the word out. Name recognition is going to be done by us, we the people. It's not going to be millions and millions of dollars on TV and stupid mailers in the mailbox. We're going to knock on doors. And if she proves this motive operandi to be successful, it is going to absolutely destroy the good old boys club. And they hate that. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want